Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a people's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay a census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?" Knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius and look at. They brought one to him, and he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They replied to him, "Caesar's." So Jesus said to them, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." They were utterly amazed at him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We gather in what are interesting times around our world, and very much interesting, indeed very challenging times around the States. As we continue to pray that justice and social justice will be done and be seen to be done, and that there would be peace in our communities and in our towns and cities. Today we have an interesting scene placed before Jesus. The scribes, the Pharisees, are trying to lure Jesus into a trap by asking him, is it fair that we pay taxes? Should we pay taxes or not? And the officials, Jesus asked them to give him a coin. And he said, "Whose inscription is on it?" And they said, "Caesar's." So Jesus says, "Give back to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The trap that had been set was, if Jesus said, "Pay your taxes," he is supporting the Roman government, who are an occupying army and the enemy of the Jews. If he says, "Do not pay your taxes," he is breaking the law with the Romans, in either which way, placing himself in danger. That's how Jesus gets out of the situation he is in. The temptation always, when sharing something of the scriptures, when offering insights, the danger is always that it reaches towards politics, which isn't correct or right. Yet, Jesus didn't pick or support a political party, but he always spoke up for what was right, irrespective of the consequences. And we know that Jesus ended up on the cross. So we ask the Lord to help each one of us to be courageous in doing the right thing. Doing the right thing, saying the right thing, doesn't mean that we support or don't support one party or another. It is just doing the right thing, informed by our Christian values. We ask that our Christian values may inspire us now to do the right thing over the coming days and weeks, to bring peace to our communities, that all people will be cared for and respected, that all views and opinions will be considered, and that there would be peace. We ask the Lord, who brings peace to our world, to bring peace to the United States at this time, especially to communities affected by the brokenness that is very real between races, but also to the so many jobs and livelihoods been destroyed by looting. Lord, bring peace to a troubled place.